Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Monday, January 27th. You'll be interested to know. 51 years ago, today, in 1973, the Paris Accord, which concluded the Vietnam War, was signed, marking the end of America's longest conflict up to that point. The agreement facilitated the exchange of prisoners and outlined the unilateral withdrawal of United States forces from South Vietnam. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect ankle-to-knee-high swell on Monday, remaining glassy in the morning with light offshore winds, shifting semi-choppy in the afternoon. On Tuesday, expect similar ankle-to-knee-high swell with glassy morning conditions and light offshore winds, turning semi-glassy in the afternoon. On Wednesday, expect knee-high swell with occasional thigh-high sets, maintaining semi-glassy conditions in the morning and becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon, with winds shifting onshore. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 1 plus FEV until 10. After that, it turns fair to clean until sunset, but watch out for that rain runoff. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5.5-foot incoming high tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 6 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 6 foot just before 7 a.m. with a -1-foot low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's showers and thunderstorms likely and feels like 44 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:17 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:45. It looks like we're in for some storms today, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 57, accompanied by a light west breeze. Tonight, expect more cloudy skies with a low of 43 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain on Tuesday, with partly sunny skies and a high near 58. Wednesday and Thursday will be mostly sunny with highs near 59 and 61. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows ranging from 43 to 47. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a dramatic rescue at Ocean Beach, lifeguards and surfers helped save more than 20 people after a boat capsized on Saturday. Lifeguard Lieutenant Rick Romero reported that local surfers were the first responders using their surfboards to assist those in distress. The incident occurred when a wave struck a 25-foot cabin cruiser. Lifeguards swam out on paddleboards and utilized rescue boats to retrieve individuals from the water. They even had to break windows to save two people trapped inside the boat. 9 people were taken to the hospital, but no fatalities have been confirmed. Now on to sports. On Championship Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles dominated the Washington Commanders with a stunning 55-23 victory. Saquon Barkley dazzled with 118 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jalen Hurts added 3 rushing touchdowns and a passing score. Despite Jaden Daniels' valiant effort, the Commanders were undone by 4 turnovers, sealing their fate. On Sunday night, the Kansas City Chiefs edged past the Buffalo Bills with a nail-biting 32-29 victory at Arrowhead Stadium. Patrick Mahomes was sharp, with 245 passing yards and 3 total touchdowns. Despite Josh Allen's 2 touchdowns, the Bills couldn't break their postseason curse against Kansas City. The Chiefs celebrate their 3rd straight Super Bowl appearance and will face the Eagles on February 9th in New Orleans. The Chiefs are favored by 1.5. In local sports, last night, the Kings and Lakers were off. Tonight, the Lakers, riding a 3-game winning streak, head to the Spectrum Center to battle the struggling Charlotte Hornets. Anthony Davis leads the Lakers, averaging 25.9 points, while LeBron James contributes with 9 assists per game. Tomorrow night, the Kings at 26-14-6 face the determined Red Wings in Detroit. Adrian Kempe, with 44 points, leads the charge for the Kings. LA is slightly favored by 1.5. In top news, in a surprising shift, Costco has announced it will be replacing Pepsi products with Coca-Cola at its food court. This decision was revealed by CEO Ron Vacrus during a recent shareholder meeting where he stated, "This summer, we will be converting our food court fountain business back over to Coca-Cola." The change marks a reversal from the 2013 switch to Pepsi, aimed at keeping the popular $1.50 hot dog affordable. Additionally, Costco shareholders overwhelmingly rejected an anti-diversity, equity, and inclusion proposal, with over 98% voting against it, emphasizing the company's commitment to inclusive practices. In business news, President Donald Trump announced he is in discussions regarding the ownership of TikTok, with a decision expected within the next 30 days. Speaking aboard Air Force One, he mentioned, "I have spoken to many people about TikTok, noting significant interest." Reports indicate that Trump's administration is exploring a deal with Oracle and various investors, allowing ByteDance to retain a stake while Oracle would manage software updates and data collection. Trump emphasized, "If we can save TikTok, I think it would be a good thing." Meanwhile, national security concerns continue to shape the negotiations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% over the weekend to about $104,000. Ethereum is down 2% to about $3,000. And Goetzius Maximus is down 10% to 22 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. DeepSeek has surged to the number one spot on Apple's App Store after launching its flagship model on January 20th. This small Chinese artificial intelligence startup, led by Liang Wenfeng, has caught Silicon Valley off guard, matching or even surpassing the capabilities of models from OpenAI, Google, and Meta. Remarkably, DeepSeek achieved this with fewer resources, utilizing about 2,000 NVIDIA chips to build its model for under $6 million. While U.S. companies race to acquire NVIDIA chips, DeepSeek's rapid ascent poses a challenge to U.S. efforts to maintain an artificial intelligence advantage globally. And in entertainment news, When Luigi Mangione was arrested last month after Dave Franco's phone lit up with messages, he remarked, "I have never received more texts in my life about anything," during an interview at the 2025 Sundance Film Festival. Friends and fans alike were quick to point out Franco's resemblance to the internet sensation and alleged murderer. While at Sundance, Franco was promoting his new film together with his wife, Alison Brie. Interestingly, a biopic about Mangione is already attracting interest. Although, as Brie noted, I don't think there have been any official offers. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and civil rights activist, Maya Angelou. And she said, "We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.